Another story that's trending this morning comes to us from the LATimes.com website. The story's out of Sacramento. Beginning next year, transgender students in California schools are going to be able to compete on sports teams and use facilities, including restrooms, based on their gender identity rather than their actual sex.
Okay.
So if a boy is a boy with all the parts,
but
identifies
as a woman or a girl,
as a girl, female, what have you, starting next year after January 1st, that boy will be allowed to use female facilities and join female teams.
That's,
is right.
Yeah.
Schools will have to open up their programs and facilities so the girls who identify themselves as boys, that they are allowed to join boys' teams and programs or vice versa, like I just described
right.
with the boys identifying as girls. All students should have the opportunity to fully participate and succeed in school, said Evan Westrup, a spokesman for Governor Jerry Brown, who signed the new policy into law on Monday. And again, goes into effect January 1st.
Okay.
It's intended to reduce bullying in schools and help transgender students feel more comfortable on campuses, according to its author. Now, Republican lawmakers, conservative groups had opposed the bill, saying it infringed on students' privacy rights because girls might not want biological males sharing their shower rooms, changing areas, all those different types of things.
Right.
I don't know if this is going to ease bullying, if it's going to cause more bullying.
I would think that it's going to get, do this the opposite.
I could see it first, yes.
Right.
But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what the situations are.
If you're a guy that feels you're a girl that's going to try to participate in a girl's sport or even using the facilities, I would think you get more abuse than you're getting now.
Now, the bill, said Assemblyman Tim Donnelly, will not, as stated by its author, fulfill the promise that all men are created equal. Instead, it will put at risk the right of privacy of every other student and will open our state to unlimited liability. And I guess time will tell. Now, some opponents, including Senator Steve Knight, said the law might be exploited, for instance, by boys seeking a competitive advantage by joining the girls' swim team or some other girls' team. Okay. To me, that sounds like a stretch.
Yeah, I would agree. But, I mean, there might be somebody, but yeah, I don't think that's going to be one of the prime factors here.
Right, and if you're looking to gain a competitive advantage by joining a girls' team...
Mm-hmm.
How long is that going to be fulfilling for you?
True.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And what happens if you can't cut it then on the girls' teams? I mean, if you couldn't cut it on boys' teams, you're feeling, oh, I'm just going to go dominate at the girls' level.
Right. And then you don't?
Right.
Yeah.
Then you're just going to drop out anyway.
True.
Are you not? But supporters of the measure said four school districts, including those in Los Angeles, San Francisco, with similar policies, have had no major problems. The law says a student transitioning from a girl to a boy can try out for the boys' football team, but the coaches could still decide whether they make the team on merit, including athletic ability, said Carlos Alcala, a spokesman for one of the supporters
right.
of this
okay.
bill. So they're saying, look, it's still going to be up to the coaches. If you don't make it, you don't can't cut the tryouts, things like that, they can still cut you, although you know the minute a girl – who identifies as a boy, tries out for a baseball team or a football team, and gets cut, even if it's on athletic ability alone, that's not going to be what the issue is. It's
right.
going to be, oh, no. They know she's a female. Yeah. They're being prejudiced. They're discriminating. You're going to have those types of arguments no matter
sure
what.
You, will.
You can see that coming right now.
Just getting back to the issue, though, I would think it'd be rather uncomfortable, even if you know it's a boy that feels he's a woman. If she's changing in your locker room or, you know, using the same bathroom as you, I think those other students got to be uncomfortable with that.
It's a possibility, but they're going to have to start dealing with
this. You're right.
And getting comfortable with this sort of a thing.
And all the reasoning behind this, again, is?
Equality. To make sure everyone has the same opportunities and they feel comfortable with themselves.
Okay.
They say that it's going to ease bullying. It's going to create more equality. We'll see if this
maybe,
is the
I'd
right
say,
approach.
Maybe you're right, but I think initially there's going to be more uncomfortable feelings.
Yeah. We'll see. 6:53 with Mike and Matt. Speaking of our kids, this story out of Atlanta, Georgia. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommend children age 2 and older watch no more than 2 hours of TV per day.
Okay.
They also recommend that children under 2 watch no TV at all.
Really?
According to a new study, even 1 hour more a day can diminish a preschooler's vocabulary and math skills, as well as classroom attention. Every hourly increase in daily TV watching from 2.5 years old is also associated with bullying by classmates and physical prowess at kindergarten. Professor Linda Pagani of the University of Montreal and the CHU St. Justine Children's Hospital said in the study, at the young age, a children's brain is wired to play. These kids are watching too much TV at a time when they should be out there in the environment, exploring, interacting, especially with other humans, Pagani added to the study. Watching TV does not teach a child social or motor skills.
Okay.
If you don't learn those skills, you get to kindergarten, you cry every time someone takes away your toy. Pagani said in the study.
Okay.
Now, this involved 991 girls, 1,006 boys in Quebec. Their parents reported their TV viewing behavior as part of the Quebec longitudinal study of child development. But what they're saying is children's poor motor, social skills linked to too much TV watching.
Okay.
You try telling Barney that. I guarantee Barney disagrees.
You think so?
Or Dora.
Well, as long as they're within that 2 hour frame, they're happy.
I guess.
Yeah. But after that...
But it seems to make sense.
It does make sense.
Me not understanding how the brain works whatsoever, that makes sense to me.
No.
That you are not getting out and interacting and being out in the environment.
And at those ages, that's when you're developing those motor skills and social skills. So,
and
no,
then,
I think it makes sense.
When you get around kids your age and you don't know how to react to certain situations, yeah, you've got poor social skills.
Yeah.
And you tend to cry maybe a little bit too much or have fits.
Or you push the other one because you feel that object or toy is yours. Yeah.
It makes sense to me, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that say, ah, BS.